I'm sorry,
isn't it? Why? Why are you doing so?
Because he sees that Krishna is...
He mentioned it. Uh-huh. Gaurapada Prabhupada has mentioned that.
He is accepting that he is the master of all potencies and all prowess, and far superior to all the great warriors assembled on the battlefield.
No, right from the beginning, or what?
Like a loving ecstasy for Krishna.
Loving ecstasy. That is a significant point, you see. As a loving ecstasy. This is for loving ecstasy he pays by senses from all sides. You understand? Yes, that's a fact. Krishna, Lord Krishna has repeatedly said that thing. How dear Arjuna is. Bhakta asime, sakha asime, priya asime. You are very dear to me, dear friend, dear devotee. So, there is this loving relationship between Arjuna and Krishna. Basing on saktharas, friendship, that we have already discussed that point, that Arjuna's saktharas is not unmixed. It is not unmixed. It is mixed. It is mixed with jnana and aishwarya. Therefore Arjuna was frightened. When he saw Sivandasa form, terrific form. Previously it is mentioned, bhita bhita pranamya. He paid obeisances out of fear. Bhita bhita pranamya. Now in this verse, it is also said that almighty, all-powerful, amita-vikrama, isn't it? All-pervaded, isn't it? There is nobody as powerful as you. Krishna is all-powerful, amita-vikrama, almighty. But Krishna also becomes powerless. When?
Seeing his devotees love for him. Seeing his devotees love for him.
Krishna becomes powerless before his devotees' true love, pure love. You understand? It's pure love, a mixed love. No mixture of jnana and aishwarya. That is, love of gopis and love of Radharani. You understand? And love of such devotees, those who are in that mood, mood of gopis or Radharani. You understand? Though Krishna is all-powerful, almighty, still he has no power to break the bondage of love. You understand? Supreme Lord has said that. Sadamuktopi vadasmi bhaktyeno snaharajjuri. You understand? Badhasmi bhaktena snaharajjuri. Though I am eternally liberated, I am not in bondage. Still, I am bound up with the rope of love of my devotee. You understand? The rope of love of my devotee. This rope of love is so powerful, so strong. Though Krishna is almighty, still he has no power, no strength to break this bondage. You understand? If someone is tied up with such bondage, can he break it up? Then Krishna cannot. How can you? Tell me. Can you?
If Krishna can't do it, then I can't do it.
Where's your jiva? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Bhagavad, source of everything, isn't it? And he fails to break it. This bond is a law, pure law. How can someone else break it? You understand? And such love of the bondage of love is established. You understand? True spiritual master with Krishna. Isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? Sai se parama bandhu, sai pita mata.
Shri Krishna
charane jai prema bhakti data. Sakal janme pita mata sa paay. Krishna guru nahi mile pada hi diya. You understand? Sai se parama bandhu sai pita mata. He is our supreme friend. He is our father and mother. Who has given me this love of Krishna? Sri Krishna Charane Jai Prem Bhakti Data. You understand? He is my supreme friend, he is my father, he is my mother. He says, one can get father and mother in every life, every birth. Without parents or father, mother, one cannot come to this world. Isn't it? Suppose janme pita mata sab paaye. In every life it is available. But such father and mother, who gives us this love of Krishna, is not so easily available. You understand? One should think of it very deeply in his heart. You understand? So, this relationship with spiritual master, who gives us this love? This, can it be broken? This is also a relationship of love, bondage of love. You understand? It's so powerful. It cannot be broken. If someone breaks it, what is that?
Ungrateful.
Is ungrateful, right? He must go to hell. You understand? He commits a very great offense. It is said in Shastra, if someone has once said, Guru, to somebody, then leaves that guru. You understand? If he dies, his dead body would not be tossed by vultures even, the jackals even, they won't touch it. You see? Shastra says, the relationship with Guru also based on pure love, unmixed love. You understand? That love of bondage also cannot be broken. Because Almighty Krishna is unable to break. How can anybody else can break? Isn't it? Well, this is most important thing. One should develop such prayer. Krishna is the only object of love. If someone has developed such love for Krishna, he can love one and all. Isn't it? Isn't it? Because?
He sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna.
Yes. Because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. He has developed such vision. He sees everything in relation with Krishna. He sees nothing else. He says everything is related to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. He's sadhu. He's sadhu. Pakka sadhu. Yod sadhu. 100% sadhu. You understand? So, it is said, this sadhu, the Vaishnavas, are very, very merciful. Paradukhe dukhi. They feel unhappiness. They feel themselves distressed. Then they see that someone getting human form of life is not doing Krishna bhajan. How unhappy this person is. He may be in full paradise. Thinking himself, I am in full paradise. I have everything. I have wealth. I have a nice body, very beautiful body. I am very strong and tall. I have so many friends. I have my kids and kids. You see? I am happy, he says. But sadhu see such a person is so much distressed, in such a distressful condition, Person is not doing Krishna bhajan. Dullava manava dhanma lavhya sansare krishna na bhajin dukkha kvaibu kare. You see? Yes, of then, this human form of life, which is rarely obtained, dullavam, but not doing Krishna bhaja. He is in a very, very distressed condition. Sadhu see distress and unhappiness yet. Then stand in such a condition. Whenever see unhappiness and distress in generally the people see. You understand? So, they shower their mercy upon such a person. Really, he needs mercy. In need of mercy. So sadhus shower their mercy upon such persons. You understand? And if by doing such things, showering mercy on such persons, those who have forgotten Krishna, those who are completely absorbed in material thought and material enjoyment, really, They are in pitiable condition. And they need mercy. You understand? So sovereign is our mercy upon them. And for this act, they have to face so much obstruction, so much impediments. They are also sometimes threatened by rascals. You understand? That means Maya. They are also vilified. You understand? Vilified. Don't you know? Vilification. Speaking ill of them. Many speak ill of them. You understand? But one should not take it seriously. Or the acharyas, great acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they say, O sadhus, O Vaishnavas, don't be afraid of such vilification. Those are ignorant fools. They may say so. They may speak ill of you. Even they may beat you. Tolerate it. Shower must be upon such person. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and all acharyas say so. Those who are taking it pleasure and seeing the women's dance. Do you understand? And get pleasure in sense gratification. Do you understand? They have really in a pitiable condition. And such persons need mercy of you, O sadhus. Place our mercy upon such persons. If you don't, who can save them? You see? So, a sadhu, a Vaishnava, a dear devotee of Krishna is like this. He loves one another. Even those who act as enemy towards them, though they have no enemy. Adhata Satyavaha. You understand? Adhata Satyavaha. Adhata Satyavaha. No enemy is born to him. He loves one and all. He has an enemy. He never creates an enmity with anybody. He never thinks anybody has his enemy. He loves one and all. Because everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. So I love Krishna, so I love him also. If someone can develop this love for Krishna, then he can love one and all. Otherwise, there will be no love at all. And if such a relationship will be established, this loving relationship, you understand? Basing on Krishna, relationship of Krishna, that relationship cannot be broken. You understand? Saito samande samanda amar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Saito samande samanda amar. We want that relationship. And we are related with such relationship. Loving relationship. Based on Krishna. Krishna's love. Love of Krishna. You understand? this material world, we find how many types of relationships? How many types?
Five types?
The twelve five types? What are they?
This is a reflection to the five types of the spiritual world.
What is that? Oh, Rasa! That is a Santa Dasya Sakya.
Reflection of that, material world?
Yes, that's one consideration. That is in spiritual world. You understand? It is not here. It is not in material world. It, if it is there, perfected. Isn't it? It's perfected reflection. No. There are five types of relationship, but that is not the point, my point. My point, here, what we find here, we find relationship between husband and wife. Husband and wife relationship. Father and son relationship. Master and servant relationship. And friend between friend, one friend to another, friend relationship. And other relationship. It's five types. You understand? I'm speaking of relationship here in the material world. You went ahead. You understand? But if all these relationships will never be upon relationship with Krishna, definitely, such relationship will give you distress and happiness. Definitely. So there is unhappiness. So there is distress in this material world. Because all these relationships do not base upon the loving relationship of Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Saita Samande Samandama. You understand? Saita Samande Samandama. We want such relationship, basing on loving relationship with Krishna. It is not condemned that if there is a relationship between husband and wife, it is not based upon this relation, then it is condemned. You understand? This is the most important thing. This samandha. This samandha jnana. When such relationship will be established, it cannot be broken. Because Almighty Krishna cannot break it. But to speak of ours, or others. Yeah. So this is instruction to us. We should establish such relationship. And that will be eternal relationship. And that, in fact, that is an eternal relationship. This is the mercy of the sadhus. Do you understand? So by association of such sadhus, the conditioned soul can understand that what mistake he has committed. Forgetting Krishna, serving Maya. You understand? Yannevalevahe Krishna amitavabhas. Tomar charan thari pahinu sarpanash. Then he'll cry. You understand? Are you crying? No? You are not crying. Cry! Hurry. You understand? Krishna says, Rudanti mama sannidho, Gayanti mama namani, Rudanti mama sannidho. Kritoham. You understand? Chanting my name, one who is crying before me, he possesses me. He possesses Krishna. You see? So cry for it. Cry for Krishna. Then you can possess it. Otherwise, no. This is love. Pure love. You understand? This is pure love. Chant Hare Krishna and say, yes, that's love. Then you can purchase Krishna. You see? That is pure chanting. That is pure chanting. Otherwise there is offense. Not tears. Tears are not rolling down from your eyes. You are chanting. Great offense. Your heart has become as hard as stone. It is melting. You understand? It's not melting. It has become as hard as stone. Aparada prachura. You see? This is the result of offense. Mahaprabhu, prema purusatta, Srimad Mahaprabhu, he gives praise to one and all through this name. Sat merciful. Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauru Pishya Nama. Srila Rupa Goswami said this thing. Yeah? Hey, Gaura, I pay my obeisances unto you. I pay my obeisances unto Sat Gaura. So gives prema indiscriminately. It's most munificent incarnation. Gives indiscriminately prema, one and all. Tatit pamar naivache. A pamar vikotaro. Even he has given and still he is giving prema. The less of the love, the potent of the farmer. Isn't it? So many incarnation. It's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was crying. Chanting Hare Krishna, he was crying. Hari Hari Bhadite Nayan Vahe Nira. Is Hari himself? That he said it tears, chanting Hari. Uttering name of Hari. Gauranga bolite hove kulaka sharira. Why? Why? Cannot! If you cannot go, name of Gauranga, your whole body will be enchanted, will be filled with love, praise. There will be erection of the hairs and whole body, Romancha, Pulaka Shuri. Why? Why? Hari, Hari Bolite Nayan Vahe Nira. Because he is Hari himself. The uttering name of Hari, he said, Tiya. Such praise. Prema Purushottama Gaurangi. He is giving this name and giving prem through name. You understand? So unless we get such prem by chanting Hare Krishna, then you are not chanting names. You are not chanting names. Akshara bahiroye bote naam nahi hoy. Only the alphabets are coming out. Krishna. Because name means that is non-different from Nami, Krishna. And so symptoms will be manifested. That you are chanting real name, you are shedding tears, there is erection of hair on your body. Nayanam galadasu dharaya. Confidential and most confidential instruction. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, to all humanity, human society, through Arjuna. You understand? But how many can understand it in truth? Yes. It's not an easy task, you see, Baba. Otherwise, why should have thought of Swasti? Isn't it? Said theoretically. I have not demonstrated practically. You see? Example is better than precept. It's an old saying, isn't it? Example is better than precept. You only have spoken theoretically. I have not practically demonstrated how to surrender completely. So I have to go again to teach this thing. So he came again, this Kaliyuga, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You understand? And by practical demonstration, he taught how to surrender. Mahaprabhu taught us surrender unto the holy name of the Lord. Isn't it? Because this is a body. Krishna has incarnated himself as his holy name. Kali kale mama rupi Krishna avataro
Kali kale mama rupi Krishna avataro
Mama haite hoy sarvo jagato nistaro
Mama haite hoy
as his holy name. No other incarnation is there in this age. You should know it very clearly. You understand? Kali kale nama rupi Krishna avatar. Nama haite hoy sarva jagato nistar. Whole world will be delivered through this name only. Nama bina kali kale nahi aao dharma. There is no other dharma in this Kalika than this name. You understand? This Shastra Marma, this is the injunction of all Vedic scriptures. It is not concocted story. Shastric injunction. You understand? So that Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, give name. Is Krishna himself? Hari himself? And he chanted Hare Krishna and cried. He taught us how to chant. How to chant. Bolo ke prema dhama hari naam sankirtana. You understand? Golokar Premadhan Parinam Sankirtan. This Parinam Sankirtan is Golokar Premadhan. It is in that Golok Vrindavan. The gopis, the Radharani, they are always chanting this thing. Out of love, feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. Then crying and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They are chanting there. And Mahaprabhu came with this name, assuming mood of gopis or Radharani. And feeling that pangs of separation from Krishna, he chanted, cried, shedding tears and chanted. You know? He taught us this thing. Chant like this. Huh? And this is applicable for one and all. Both conditioned souls and liberated souls. The son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, I am your king Karna, I am your servant. Dak patitam visame bambudo. Anyhow, I have fallen down here in this dreadful material existence, which is like an ocean, dreadful ocean. You understand? Kupaya tava pada pankadastita dhuri sadrusa vichintaya. Oh Krishna, please think of me out of mercy. Sorry, your causeless mercy on me. Please think of me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. This is conditioned soul's cry. So with this mood, a conditioned soul should chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. And cry. The one is liberated soul. He also chants this Hare Krishna. Feeling pangs of separation from Krishna, like Radharani and gopis. You understand? This is also chanted there. Mahaprabhu came with this name. And with that mood, feeling thanks of the Bhagavad Gita. Because he assumes Radharani's mood and the bodily complex. You understand? So, here, this Hara, in address is Hare. Hara means Radharani. You understand? Hare Krishna means or Radharani for Krishna. A Krishna Shakti and Krishna. The spring. Conditioned soul's prayer. It's conditioned soul's prayer. Oh Hara, oh Hare, oh Krishna. Please. Sorry, mercy on me. Please. I am your kingkar, I am your eternal servant, please accept me as such. And please utilize me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna chanting, of conditioned soul. You understand? The liberated soul. Also chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what does it mean, Hare? Radharani and gopis, they also chant Hare Krishna. What do they say, Hare? What does it mean?
When a liberated soul chants it, what does it mean? Is that what you
say? Oh Hare! Oh Krishna, oh Ra! You understand? Now understand.
The word Hari also in address Hare, as word Hara is also in address Hare.
You understand?
For condition soul, it is Hara or Hare or Abhani. For liberated soul, it is Hari or Lord Hari, or Krishna or Ram.
You understand?
করে সদা নাম
সংকীর্তন মুক্ত মহাজন
পরব্রমী করে সদা নাম সংকীর্তন অল লিবারেটেড সোলস অল মুক্ত মহাজন দে অল স্ট্যান্ড হরে কৃষ্ণ ইন দিস পরব্রহ্ম স্পিরিচুয়াল স্কাই অলসো এন্ড হিয়ার উই আর অলসো স্ট্যান্ডিং লিবারেটেড কন্ডিশন সোলস মহাপ্রভু কেম উইথ দিস নেম And he get praying through this name. And get this prayer. You understand? This is most important. If someone has not developed such prayer, how can he give you prayer? Tell me.
Yeah.
Cannot. Prayer will give. How can he give you prayer? This is most important.
Alright. What are you asking?